I know I feel better overall when I get outside and I get active. But when I don't have the right gear, especially when the weather is unpredictable this spring, it's harder to live that life that I really want. And that's why I'm sort of obsessed now with my Vessi shoes. I have two pairs, and I'm literally wearing at least one of them every day because Vessis are so comfortable, they're easy to get on and off when I'm on the go, and they are super stylish. I love how they look. Plus, get this, they're also 100% waterproof. And I really turn to my Stormburst high tops when I'm ready for a bit more adventuring out and about. They are so versatile, though. I can wear them for everyday errands and getting things done, or taking them into the elements, from beach days to walking around the city to a rainy day hike. Elevate your spring wardrobe with Vessi's Stormburst shoes. Discover more at vessi.com/newsworthy. Get your pair today to get an automatic 15% off your first purchase at checkout and be ready to step out in style, rain or shine. Trust me, you will not regret this. Go to vessi.com/newsworthy to get your new favorite shoes with an automatic 15% off your first purchase at checkout.
Today is Thursday, April 15th. What to know about the arrest and release of the former police officer who shot and killed Dante Wright and what criminal charge she now faces. Also, Iran took a bold step that is calling a new nuclear agreement into question, and which other country the U.S. sees as its top threat. Plus, we'll tell you about the first major crypto company going public, a change to the rules for college sports. And don't worry, it's not actually tax day today. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in around 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. The former police officer who shot and killed a 20-year-old black man in Minnesota this week is now facing a criminal charge. The ex-officer, Kim Potter, was arrested and charged with second-degree manslaughter. And that means she could spend up to 10 years in prison, although experts say her lawyer is likely to argue for probation. Potter's arrest came 3 days after she shot and killed Dante Wright during a traffic stop. The police department said she accidentally grabbed her gun instead of her taser. Potter has since been allowed to go home on bail. Law enforcement put up concrete barriers and metal fencing outside her home, and her street is blocked for anyone who doesn't live there. So far, though, most of the large protests have been outside the police station instead. For the fourth night in a row, that's where hundreds of demonstrators gathered after curfew. Many of them are now demanding Potter face more serious charges. And there were some tense moments. The Minneapolis Star Tribune reports some people threw objects at law enforcement, and a couple dozen people were arrested. On the 13th day now of the high-profile murder trial against ex-officer Derek Chauvin, his defense team called its first medical expert, who faced some tough questioning. Dr. David Fowler told jurors he thinks George Floyd died from a combination of factors. For example, pre-existing heart conditions, drug use, and exhaust fumes from the police cruiser he was pinned next to. So he says Floyd's cause of death should have been listed as undetermined. That said, in Floyd's autopsy last year, the cause of death was actually listed as homicide. And many of the prosecution's witnesses testified earlier that Floyd died from a lack of oxygen caused from Chauvin's knee on his neck. It's still not clear if Chauvin himself will take the stand to testify, but the New York Times reports if he does, it will likely happen today. The U.S. is now questioning whether a new agreement with Iran is even possible. And so are other countries that signed on to the original Iran nuclear deal back in 2015. Just this week, Iran said it will enrich uranium up to 60% purity. For comparison, it was only allowed less than 4% under the original deal. So this latest step means Iran is at least closer than it's ever been to being able to make a nuclear weapon, although the AP says it's still short of weapons grade. Iran says it's doing this in retaliation for an attack on an Iranian nuclear site earlier this week. The attack knocked out power and damaged or destroyed thousands of uranium containers. Iran blames Israel for it and called it nuclear terrorism, although Israel has not said one way or the other. Regardless, other world leaders are slamming Iran's decision to enrich uranium to 60%. A group of European nations warned enrichment at that level had no credible civilian purpose. And U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken says it raises questions over how serious Iran is about wanting to revive the nuclear deal. Remember, the U.S., Iran, and other world powers have been in talks to bring the agreement back. It had unraveled after the Trump administration backed out, saying at the time the terms of the deal were too lenient on Iran. It's not clear what's going to happen with the talks now, but Iran says it's entering negotiations with a, quote, fuller hand. American intelligence leaders say China is the number one national security threat to the U.S. The FBI director told senators there are about 2,000 active investigations now involving China, ranging from cyber theft to economic espionage. The new report also called China a near-peer competitor, meaning it's challenging the U.S. in a variety of areas, including the economy, military, and technology. The report also ranked other countries. Next, after China, is Russia. The report says even though it doesn't look like Russia wants a direct conflict with U.S. forces, it expects Russian President Vladimir Putin will keep looking for opportunities to undermine American interests. Intelligence officials also list Iran and North Korea, both because of their nuclear programs. Overall, it predicts more tension, but not war. If you haven't completed your tax return yet, don't panic. Even though April 15th is usually tax day, your 2020 federal tax returns are not actually due today. Remember, the IRS pushed the deadline to May 17th, meaning you still have more than 4 weeks to get your financial documents in order. The tax agency has been struggling to clear a backlog caused in part by the pandemic, and it's working through some changes that came with the last relief package from Congress. That said, if you do own your own business and make estimated tax payments throughout the year, you'll still have to pay those on time. And one more thing, each state sets its own tax deadline. And while most states have also changed their deadlines to May 17th to match the federal standard, not all of them have. So if you pay state income taxes, you'll want to double check you don't have anything due today. All right, we have more news still ahead, but this episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. What might be interfering with your happiness or stopping you from achieving your goals? There may be things you don't even realize that are getting in your way, and BetterHelp wants to help. BetterHelp will assess your needs and match you with your own licensed professional therapist to help you figure out what's going on. I love that you can message your therapist anytime. It's a little like journaling in that moment, and then you get a message back from a professional. And of course, you can set up phone or video calls to really get the full benefit of BetterHelp. Ultimately, it's about what works best for you. They have counselors who are specialized in stress, anxiety, grief, relationships, and more. And if you're ever not happy with your counselor, just change counselors anytime until you find the right fit. And you always connect in a private online environment. I want you to start living a happier life today. And as a listener, you'll get 10% off your first month by visiting betterhelp.com/newsworthy. Again, that's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P, betterhelp.com/newsworthy. Okay, now back to the news. The largest exchange allowing people to buy and sell Bitcoin and other digital currencies is now the first major crypto company to go public. It's called Coinbase, and it made its stock market debut yesterday. The company's value skyrocketed. It faced ups and downs, but by the end of the day, shares were trading at about $328 each, giving it a valuation of $86 billion. As the Wall Street Journal points out, that's comparable with Facebook's first day of trading or Airbnb's first day last year. That said, Coinbase warns its business mostly depends on the price of digital currencies like Bitcoin, so its worth can be volatile. It's a decision expected to change the landscape of college sports. The NCAA's Division I Council voted to let college athletes transfer schools once without having to sit out a season. The decision is expected to be finalized later today. Some coaches and analysts say this could have a major impact since they may no longer just be recruiting high school athletes for their team. They might be able to go after other active college players who've been doing well for their rivals. It's been that way for certain sports already. But until now, football, basketball, men's hockey, and baseball players needed a special waiver to transfer without taking a break. In the past, the AP says fans, players, and coaches had accused the NCAA of issuing waivers unfairly. The rule change is expected to take effect immediately. It's the latest and largest backlash against new election regulations. More than 300 high-profile companies, executives, and celebrities have signed a new statement against new bills and laws they say make voting more difficult. They include companies like Amazon, Starbucks, Target, Netflix, American Airlines, and General Motors, as well as people like Warren Buffett, Leonardo DiCaprio, Dwayne Wade, and Ariana Grande. They got the message across with advertisements in the New York Times and Washington Post. Now, this statement did not mention any specific laws or states, but as you know, Georgia has been getting the most attention and backlash so far over its new voting law. Critics say it unfairly targets minority groups and puts unnecessary barriers in place, like stricter voter ID requirements. But supporters argue the law actually expands access to voting, since it makes the state increase capacity at polling sites if people are waiting for more than an hour. And it's not just in Georgia. Similar bills are advancing in dozens of other states. Mazda revealed its first electric vehicle. It's called the Mazda MX-30. Mazda says it runs on a rechargeable battery and it'll take about 36 minutes to charge the battery up to 80%. But other than that, details are pretty slim right now. For example, the company has not announced a price or how long this new model will be able to travel on a single charge. The new crossover will be available at dealerships in California this fall, but it's not clear when it'll be sold elsewhere in the U.S. Remember, Mazda is just the latest car maker jumping on the electric trend. General Motors, Volvo, and more have already announced plans to phase out gas cars over the next 15 years. But so far, Mazda has not made that big of a commitment. Certain retail and service jobs are making a comeback. Dollar General is just the latest company to announce a hiring spree. It says it hopes to hire up to 20,000 people this spring. The company plans to interview candidates next week at certain stores and virtual hiring events. There are openings for sales associates, managers, warehouse workers, and delivery drivers. And it's not the only company. Wawa, Love's Travel Stops, and Dollar Tree have also announced they have plans to hire thousands of new workers. And that's in addition to fast food chains like McDonald's and Taco Bell also looking to hire nationwide. CBS News says at least part of the reason for this hiring surge, states are lifting restrictions and companies are starting to feel more optimistic about an economic recovery. And that's it for the main news today, but now it's time for Thing to Know Thursday. And today's Thing to Know is about why a global shortage of computer chips could mean you have to hold off on buying a new car. But first, thanks to our sponsor, Fitbod. So I've always been easily bored by doing the same workout over and over. It sort of kills my workout motivation. But at the same time, I need a plan and I need an extra push from someone else. So Fitbod really fills both of those needs. It creates a personalized fitness program that continually adapts with new exercises and dynamic intensity that adjusts to how you're progressing. Fitbod knows no workout is one size fits all. In fact, their algorithm uses data and analytics to help you build on your last workout and maximize results without overworking muscles either. And I really like that it's also a customized workout based on, one, your goals, and two, the equipment or lack of equipment you have handy. So you may just want body weight routines if you don't have a lot of equipment at home, or maybe you want exercises with just some hand weights and a band like I do, or get guidance for a full-on gym routine. So pick up the pace on your fitness journey with Fitbod today, and your future self will thank you. Get 25% off your membership at fitbod.me/newsworthy. That's a 25% off at fitbod.me/newsworthy. Okay, now back to Thing to Know Thursday. You may have noticed these days a lot of products are in short supply. For example, the car you want may not be available at the dealership for a while, or the new phone or the gaming console or a laptop you've had your eye on could also be hard to come by. So why are these things related? It's because they all require something called a semiconductor chip. And right now, there is a surge in demand across the globe and not enough supplies. When it comes to the auto industry, these chips are used to monitor engine performance, control steering and automatic windows, and manage alert sensors in newer models. Without them, factories in the United States cannot roll out new vehicles on time. Ford, General Motors, and Nissan have all planned temporary shutdowns at several U.S. factories in the coming weeks. The AP says the slowdown could cost the auto industry as much as $60 billion in lost sales for the first half of this year. So why is this happening? Once again, you can blame the global pandemic. Ars Technica explains that automakers ordered fewer chips when car sales went down. But at the same time, companies that make things like smartphones and operate data centers started ordering more chips. Now that car sales are picking back up, semiconductor manufacturers are struggling to match the new demand. That said, analysts are confident the shortage will work itself out. It'll just take time. And that's your Thing to Know today. All right, thank you so much for tuning in today. If you are not already, be sure you're following us in your podcast app so you don't miss any new episodes. It's all for free. We'll be back tomorrow with much more news to know. Until then, have a great day.